the diaper blowout. Reborn, Humbler, right there in aisle 7. The tower falls in the middle of the store, and somehow you come out the other side more humble and less rattled. It happens in full public view, the way these things always do, a sound, a smell, a look on your kid's face that tells you everything before you've even checked. There is no dignified way through a diaper blowout in the middle of a store, and you stop trying to find one. You just handle it, calmly, competently, in front of God and the entire produce section, and emerge on the other side unbothered in a way past you would never have believed possible. This is the tower's real gift, dressed in a much less dramatic outfit. The collapse of your dignity turns out to be survivable, even freeing. You can't be embarrassed by parenthood forever. Eventually, you run out of shame to spend, and what's left is just competence. Today, let the tower fall. You'll be standing on the other side of it faster than you think. What may cross your path? A diaper disaster could unfold in the most public possible aisle, at the least convenient possible moment. You might handle a genuinely chaotic cleanup with a calm that would have astonished your pre-kid self. A stranger nearby could offer a sympathetic look, a wipe, or a wide, generous berth. You may leave the situation surprisingly unbothered, filing it under Tuesday instead of catastrophe. Let the dignity fall where it falls. You're not going to be embarrassed by this forever, and today's the day it stops mattering. Your mantra, "My dignity can survive this," it already has before.